It's that time again. It's a Monday. And I tell you what, Ender, it has been a very interesting weekend. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone. Well, it's an interesting morning here in the UK because the Health Minister, Matt Hancock, has been all over the airwaves. And the phrase he has used, warning the UK public to really start respecting the rules in terms of COVID-19, he says, we are at tipping point in Britain right now. Over the weekend, the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, he came out and he urged the government to basically bring in new restrictions in the capital. He says that we are at breaking point in London. The virus has just surged over the last few weeks. And as far as the Mayor of London is concerned, it's time to start bringing in the kind of restrictions we've seen in other places, in South Wales, in the northwest of England, in the northeast of England as well, and in the Midlands. So 8,500 new infections Saturday and Sunday combined, and the big fear is now that we're heading headlong, headfirst, into a second lockdown. Elsewhere today, it was the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, would you believe? A lot of people looking at the history and the footage from 1940 and the quote, that famous quote from Churchill, never before has so much been owed by so many to so few. And in all honesty, it was quite a few people at Westminster Abbey today because it was a socially distanced commemoration. 100 people were allowed in. Normally, they would have 2,500. They let in 100 people today, all sitting 2 metres apart, and amongst them leading the tributes to those brilliant, brilliant men who fought so valiantly 80 years ago against the German Luftwaffe to keep Britain safe. The Prime Minister, he was there front row. So 80 years ago today, the Battle of Britain commenced, and Britain thankfully won that. So strange weekend and strange times ahead by the sounds of it.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch you again this afternoon with Ollie, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.